Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We've got open lines, and you're certainly free to call us wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. It's a toll-free number at 1-888-767-4348. Like our last caller was trying to tackle a little kitchen remodeling project and needed help on how to fasten that island down to the concrete floor. Well, we also have Tom calling from Tucson, and we have an open line for you if you'd like to get in now at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Tom. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Romy. I have a Genie 1/3 horsepower garage door opener. Kind of old, probably, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years old. The screw drive, the actual shaft screw drive, has broken. Is that a part that is replaceable, or do I need to get an entire new unit?
I don't know. Now, see, that's the answer my wife instructed me to never be afraid to use. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I don't like to use it.
We'll sure come over and try our best to replace it for you.
Hey, Tom.
Well, I mean, it looks like it might be a kind of an involved project, but I'm just wondering if it's a replaceable part or I just got to scrap the whole unit.
Hey, Tom, get a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you a phone number because I don't know, but one thing I do know when it comes to servicing overhead garage doors and operators, I know who I want you to call in Tucson.
Go ahead.
And you can give them a ring on Monday and visit with them about whether or not they can get you that part and coach you through repairing it yourself, or maybe after you hear all that's involved, you may just have them come out and service it themselves. It's Signal Garage Doors at 520, of course, 623-9566. I have to tell you, in all my 45 years of building and remodeling and fixing things at my own home, Tom, that's one I've never tried.
So that's was 623-9566?
Yes, sir.
Signal. All right, I'll give him a call.
Okay, Tom, good luck. We appreciate the call, as always. Thanks a million. Let's see. They've got me over here kind of in a corner where I'm pushing some buttons. What have you got?
Well, we have, did we want to do a little bit of recap of last week that we've got on here on the Rius?
Well, boy.
With the miss on energy, that did kind of stir a little buzz here and there.
Boy, yes, it did. We covered last week mistakes people make trying to save money on their energy bill. And the other thing, you know, your mother always encourages me not to hesitate to use the word I don't know. We've been married 37 years. She still has to remind me to say that. The other thing she wanted before I came to the home show this weekend was a bodyguard. Because there are a lot of people at home shows selling products and systems that guarantee, shall we say, exaggerated returns on investment when it comes to saving money on your electric bill.
Are not well qualified, because there's a difference between electric and cooling costs, and then where does the heat infiltrate your home? Is it the windows or the attic or the...
Oh, so last week we had a good friend of mine, Todd Russo. He's the owner of Rius, who is our certified home energy audit company, come on board and kind of share with listeners about what not to do. We're actually covering that in seminars today at the stadium at 3 and 4 o'clock. We'll be doing a seminar on home security and a seminar on how to really save money on your electric bill, not waste money chasing things that might work.
South side of the stadium, mm-hmm. Look for the red zone. They've mm-hmm. got a sign over it says food court. We're on the east or the west side of that. There's the east side stage is the Master Gardener stage, and then we're on the west side at 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yes, and I can't tell people enough. They always want to know where to start. And I've been saying this same thing for the last 5 or 6 years. You start with a whole house energy audit, okay? Wherever you are located in the great state of Arizona, utility companies are subsidizing the actual cost of these to some degree. In the Phoenix metro area, they're covering like 80% of the cost. It costs about $400 or $500, but the utility company pays for that, and you only pay $100. For that $100, you're going to get a technician out to your house with about $40,000 worth of test and analysis and evaluation equipment. They're going to do things to your house that are going to test the pressure of the house. It's called a blower door test. They're going to check and see the integrity of the ductwork. They're going to do thermal imaging to see where the insulation does or doesn't have holes. And that's the right place to start, because with that report, with that in your hands, then the good folks at the home energy audit companies can coach you as to what to do first. We call it the low-hanging fruit. And if a home energy audit company is telling you to buy $9,000 worth of LED light bulbs or $25,000 in new air conditioning equipment or $75,000 in new windows, you have picked the wrong home energy company. That isn't to say that might not be good things you might want to consider doing, but boy, they ought to be looking at the duct integrity. They ought to be looking at the return air plenum. They ought to be looking at weather stripping and the caulking. Like I say, we call it the low hanging fruit. So that's how we field test our home energy audit companies. They are not all created the same. And if you're in the Phoenix metro area and you haven't got this done, I don't know what I'm going to have to do to convince y'all to do it. You've got to just make the phone call and get it done. And I'm encouraging you to call the company Rheis. Capital R, capital E, capital E-I-S. Rheis.
And you said in Phoenix, Tucson, I mean, we're having just as big a trouble as a Tucson residents and getting the home energy audit just because of the way the industry's set up. But we don't have time to go into it now. We are looking.